Welcome to another episode of Meeting Pros. I'm your host, Kevin Finn, and as usual, I have my lovely co-host in the studio with me, Jessica Park. Hey, Jessica.
Hi, Kevin.
So, I always like to start off the show, how is little Ruby doing, and what has she done lately?
Ruby Land. She is 3.5 months old now. We don't have any huge milestones. We're still trying to make her laugh her face off.
You do a pretty good job from all the Instagram photos I see pop up on my feed.
So. Yeah, I know. I always said that I wasn't going to be that person that just inundated my social media with baby pictures, but
you can't
she's
help
so
it.
Cute.
Well, as usual, you've booked a great show for us today. Who do we have joining us in the studio today?
Today we have Bob Kerrigan. He's the Vice President of Corporate Events Unlimited.
How are you guys doing?
Bob, we are doing great. Thanks for joining us in the studio. I think spring has finally arrived, and it's not going to go hide away anymore. At least that's my hope. So
yeah.
It was a nice drive into the studio. So tell us a little bit about yourself and how you got into the event industry.
Well, I've been with Corporate Events Unlimited for about 15 years now, and I kind of took a full circle to get to where I am today. Was focused on event and sports marketing in college, and I was a real passionate, wanted to work for a sports franchise. Like a lot of young men and women do when they're thinking about what career path they want. And followed that dream and did some studies with college that way, and then got a great internship opportunity in grad school, and did something for Warner Lambert, doing some promotional grassroots marketing for their Schick Tracer, those razors like Gillette razors. And just loved it, and was gung-ho and said, I want to get in the event industry. And then the reality set in. I think it was back in the early 90s when the job market wasn't great, kind of like it is now for a lot of college students coming out. And just went a different avenue and got into technology and did some things. Worked for Intel and Icon, doing some sales and some procurement. And then I was like, you know, what am I doing? I was like, I wanted to love what I did.
Yeah.
And got back into in events by working for the Olympics in 1996.
All right. And did you just volunteer? Just for any of the advice for the kids out there, because I know the kids have a lot of excuses why they don't have jobs and it's everyone else's fault, but you really have to be gung-ho and just keep at it, right?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I think when you're a kid coming out of college, and I had that same mindset, I think you're wanting to make the big money, you know, whatever that threshold might be for you when you're coming out. And I think first you want to do is just get experience and volunteer. I mean, you hit the nail on the head. I mean, get yourself immersed in whatever that industry is. Network yourself as much as possible. Do the grassroots. Do the small work. Because, you know, the money part will come. You know, as long as you're doing what you love and you're getting experience and you're learning, the rest will kind of work itself out. So,
all right. Well, tell us a little bit how you got into Corporate Events Unlimited. How do you end up there?
All right.
Vice president now. You're almost the top.
Almost. anyway, it was great. Kind of a great story. I was selling copiers, and I was kind of eyes wide open with that. Meaning, I always tell people I was one rung above the bottom of the food chain. I wasn't selling used cars. I was selling copiers. but great experience, learning how to sell. And anyway, my sister had sent me an article about our company. We, our owner, Don Whitney, still the owner today, has had the company for 33 years. He's been very involved in nonprofit work. And there was a newspaper article about his business, and particularly about his endeavors with the US 10K Classic and the World Children's Center. And it talked about his for-profit, the events division, and my sister saw it. She lives here in Atlanta, and she cut it out, and she said, you need to take a look at this company. And so I set that article on my table desk and sat there for 6 months, and I didn't do anything about it. Finally, I was pretty unhappy with my job, and I just decided I was going to go walk in one day and say hello to these guys. And so I did, and got the business card of one of our senior vice presidents, left her a message. She was out of the office that day. We were on a retreat. Next day, she called me back and said, we're looking for somebody in sales and love to talk to you. And it's kind of a little divine intervention, I always say, right place, right time. But with that experience, I really encourage people to not, when you're searching for a job, find the companies that you want to work with, that you really, that fit with your desires, your passions. Reach out to them, even if it's for an informational meeting, because that's what I was looking for, is just to learn more about what they did. I wasn't looking for to have an interview, and that'll really give you an opportunity to, you know, kind of set the pace and also show them that how outgoing you are, you know, that you're really wanting to be part of them. It's not simply, I want a job. It's, I want to work with you. I like what you do. And I think that's really kind of what kind of set myself apart, you know, when there was no job posting at the time. So it just kind of was kind of a little bit of luck.
Okay. Well, I love that. That's great advice. I've never heard that before, but that is something that they could go out and do. So how long has have you been with Corporate Events Unlimited, and how long have they been around, really?
Okay. As I mentioned, I've been there 15 plus years now. Company's been in business for 33. We've had an interesting kind of evolution since the company started. The company started in 1980, and Don, our owner, had started with a business partner, and we were focused kind of on team building events.
Okay.
Team building, like Battle of the Network Superstars. Yeah, you guys look a little young.
No.
We know that.
You know that show?
Did you guys do Trust Falls?
We didn't do any Trust Falls, but we did, you know, kind of like that wacky Olympics field day kind of stuff, like your kids. And so anyway, we were doing that, company picnics, other employee appreciation events, and did that for the better part of 20 years. And then we were getting a lot of requests. We did a great job with customer service, was really kind of at the forefront for what we do, and great attention to detail. And there was a lot of clients were asking us to do, you know, gala events, cocktail receptions and things like that. And kind of opened its door to doing more things. So,
do you still do the team building?
We do. It's still one of our big.
I see companies
fortes.
Popping up that are exclusively doing things like that now. So you guys were ahead of the game.
You guys were way ahead of. There's a lot of companies doing it, but these they don't realize these people love doing. They love to compete, and you guys give out medals and stuff.
That's
right. And it's a big thing. And do you guys ever do company versus company, or do you just stay inner with one company?
Typically, it's usually one company. We actually did an awesome event. It was a 3-year event that Creative Loafing put on about 7 or 8 years ago. They did a community wide event, so it was corporate and community were allowed to participate. The event grew from like 30 teams to 50 teams at the third year we did it. Held it down in Piedmont Park, and it was an awesome experience. We actually won a
wow.
Yeah, it was pretty fun.
So you guys focus on, you can do it all now. Are you a one-stop shop for events?
We are. That's us. Yeah, we really, I think, again, what makes us unique in this industry is that we're a hybrid company. And I say hybrid because we own a lot of our own equipment, and we can do things on, you know, on the fun end of the spectrum and on the high end, you know, a little more hoity-toity, posh events. And there's really not a lot of companies that kind of focus in across the whole spectrum.
Yeah.
So that kind of makes us unique to companies that want to work with us. They don't have to be limited to saying, oh, we just do team building with these guys. They also help us produce our annual meeting or our cocktail receptions or our holiday party.
So you guys cover the gamut, and you do it so well with your customer service. I'm sure you have a lot of customer retention, and also you probably grow a lot from word of mouth.
We do. Yeah. I don't know what the standards are in the industry. I think for us, we're, you know, a lot of companies, you know, that believe in their company culture and their employees and kind of celebrating them, and they'll do events annually. And so we've been blessed. We get about a 70-75% repeat business from a lot of our clients and doing
That's
something
excellent.
With them annually. Yeah. And then, you know, there's some clients that just, you know, just don't do that particular event, but, you know, we have a lot of word of mouth, do our fair share of marketing and cold calling. I think cold calling is not dead. It's struggling. I think so many people don't answer the phone anymore, so it's hard to get people on the phone. But I think that also makes us a little different in our business. I don't think a lot of people cold call.
I think that's true. I book guests for shows, and I often, if I call, I get them on the show right away. Because it doesn't have to be filtered between this person and that person. You get the person you want, and you're, you know,
that's
they're
right.
compelled to say yes.
That's right. Yeah. Absolutely. And you're, and you know, I mean, well, obviously selling the opportunity to be part of a radio show or selling events. I mean, events are fun. I mean, it's not like I said, when I'm selling copiers, you know,
right.
nobody wanted to talk about another copier guy calling, but talking about doing something fun for their employees, way
exactly.
to celebrate, you know, it's
you must
cool.
have some pretty interesting props by this point after 33 years in business. Do you have anything noteworthy?
You know, we have our fair share of decor elements and fun stuff. I'm trying to think back in our warehouse, what's something that's a little bit out of the box. I mean, we do a lot for the Chick-fil-A Bowl, the annual event. That's
okay.
So we've got some field goal units in the back that we bring out once or twice a year. We do the kickoff game too, and we got all kinds of cool stuff in the back. Yeah, come check out our warehouse when you guys get a chance.
Definitely. Well, it seems like you guys. Your secret sauce really is that you understand what these companies are about, what their culture's about, and you build events around that sort of support and help reinforce that, which is, I think, is a huge thing.
Absolutely, yeah.
So how are you guys really? I know technology is moving so quickly. You have social media and apps. You have all this customer feedback. How are you guys really diving into that with your company?
Well, I think, you know, from a sales perspective, we've really kind of added an element of what's out. There's some software out there called drip marketing where you can send out mass mailings and such via email. And it's really allowed. We started using that about a year and a half ago, and it's really kind of opened up some touching up to 10,000 plus people in one email. You know, and obviously we get inundated with our volume of email, yeah. But it's about keeping it brief, making it unique, you know, making the message unique and getting those click-throughs, because the click-throughs and them touching our website, we can kind of see
and track. It's a numbers game.
Yeah, it's a numbers game. And so, you know, as much as we have our folks cold calling, that avenue, you know, brought us probably about 10% more business last year.
And that's huge. And I really think with the future, that 10% is going to keep growing steadily because of people using the internet. And those analytics, like you mentioned, just the click-through rate and seeing where they land on your web page and seeing where they go from that helps you sort of design that to make it through to funnel them to get that kind of conversation.
That's right.
What did you say it was called? Drip?
Drip marketing.
Drip marketing.
Yeah. I mean, the mindset or the methodology is that, you know, you're doing it, let's say, every 4 to 6 weeks. I mean, you can do it as frequently as you wish, but every 4 to 6 weeks, kind of touching them with something, you know, new, different, reminding them of what services you have to offer. We try to, you know, over a 12-month period, we try to mix it up, you know, talk about team building one time, talk about the holiday party another, talk about an annual meeting they may be planning, and kind of just let them know there's an organization out there, because a lot of companies don't know, you know, that do plan events. They have people in-house doing it, and they don't know organizations or companies like us exist that can make their lives easier, you know, provide them peace of mind.
Even if they have a planner, corporate planner on site, they're still going to want someone like you to bring it home.
Absolutely. You know, I think that's a great point you bring up. That's a misconception that's out there, is just because a company has an event or meeting planner in-house that they're going to do it all. Well, they still got to hire a company to bring in the AV. They got to hire a company to bring in the decor.
And then they get to get stressed out if things aren't working.
That's right. It's all on them. So we really want to be a complement, a partner to them. And, you know, our job is to make that, if there is an event, make them look good.
Yeah. Exactly. And they can actually enjoy the event too, because they don't have to worry about that the smoke machine's not working, because they'll never know about it.
Corporate Events Unlimited is here. We got it covered.
It's all on us. And we want any challenges. I think that's a good point you bring up too, is any challenges that happen, you know, the goal is to minimize, you know, don't want to worry the client. Let's just take care of it. And all they care about is the execution.
Well, and you guys have been doing it for such a long time that you know the things you need to have backup units of, and you already have the scar tissue, and they don't ever have to experience that. And they can just enjoy the event and actually go take photos in the photo booth and have a good time.
That's right. Yeah. That's right.
So let's talk employees. It's got to be really important to hire the right people to work for you guys that really get this message across to everyone else, and having just professionals that work in the room. How do you guys go about doing that?
You know, we have truly been blessed with the group that we've assembled over the time I've been there. We've got a very tenured group ourselves. I think the average number of years is about 12 years or so with the employees. You know, I think we always want people that, I think passion is really big. I think that's with any job per se, but I think with the hours that are involved with what we do day to day, I think, you know, a person's passion for the effort they bring, you know, an attention to detail is really critical. So those are some of the key elements that we look for. And you know, we have been blessed. We've got a great company culture overall. You know, besides the events division, we have another division called it's our health and wellness division under our Corporate Sports Unlimited brand. And you know, across the board, we've really been blessed with great people. And our HR person, our HR coordinator that handles a lot of that, does a great job with bringing the right people in. And I think we have a knack for you know, we do a lot of fun things. So it's we attract good people.
Definitely. Well, talk a little bit more about the health and wellness thing, because that's a huge thing. We see companies come in all the time, and they're hiring people to do this because everyone's really, I don't want to call it a trend, but everyone's very health conscious right now, and they're focusing on organic and all this stuff. So actually having classes to come in and show, hey, we want our workers to be healthy, we want to give you some time to do some yoga or different things, that's really important to their employees.
Absolutely. Yeah, on the health and wellness division, so tell you a little bit about that. So Corporate Sports Unlimited is the parent company, and that brand operates under the Corporate Sports Unlimited name. We've actually managed 17 clubs around Atlanta, and these are executive-style clubs. Places in such corporate facilities, actually right here where we are at Newell Rubbermaid, the health club that's here, we manage that. Such as Delta, we have three clubs we manage, two here in Atlanta, one up in Minneapolis. Mm-hmm. And we provide full service. So we don't own any of the equipment or the space, but all the people that are running the clubs are our employees. So we provide the management, the associates, the group fitness classes that you're speaking of. And to touch on your comment about what are the things people are doing, we've incorporated now I think it's in its, gosh, eighth or ninth year, a program called Fit Trip. And Fit Trip is a really cool program where it's kind of improving your not only your health across the board, but it's your eating choices, your workouts, and everything like that. And our wellness experts within Corporate Sports Unlimited have created this program to go out to all the members of those respective clubs, and really provides a great kind of a template, if you will, to kind of a roadmap to kind of take themselves from point A to point B over a 12-13 week period. And given some coaching along the way, our experts in each of the clubs will help them in creating a plan for both working out and also eating. And I think it's become important to so many corporations because healthcare costs keep going up, and you know they know that they have to, you know, having healthy employees and having programs like this will help kind of reduce their costs to some extent. But more importantly, you know, they want to have those employees in the office, minimizing sick days and things of that nature. So. So we really be thankful that we're part of that, and we're continuing to grow. You know, we've got some more clubs on the horizon, and again, another great team over there that does an awesome job every day.
Definitely. So, I mean, it really seems like it's a no-brainer hiring a company. You guys sort of, I would say it's employee retention. Like you have the healthcare part. You guys plan the fun events. You have the team building activities that keep everything really cohesive. Around here, it just seems like you'd be a great addition to any company just to have you guys on board and doing all this stuff.
Absolutely. And as I touched on briefly, you know, about our owner's passion for charity and for children, you know, that's another component where we're giving back to the community a lot, you know, and he has been doing so since his early years, even before he started the company. So he's still following that dream and his passion with the World Children's Center. And so yeah, I think we're pretty well rounded, and that makes I think that should make us a good compliment to any company considering us, for sure.
Well, obviously other people have realized it too, because you guys have received quite a few awards. Can you speak a little bit to that, the awards that you guys have gotten recently?
Yeah, on the events side of things, we were just honored recently at the Atlanta Alley Awards.
Alley Awards.
Yeah, which was a lot of fun, and we won three awards. We were recognized for best corporate event, best entertainment production, and most unique entertainment. And it was a great night. The theme for the event was
Alice in Wonderland.
Yeah,
Alice in Wonderland. Yeah.
Yep. So yeah, because you had the
ice. They really followed through every detail of the event with the theme. So
that's awesome.
Absolutely. Allison Schultz was, I think, the chair this year, and the whole committee. They just really hit it out of the park. Great venue was at Tabernacle.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that would have been so much fun. We almost broadcast live. We did it the year before.
Yeah,
we were there.
Oh, you did?
Yeah.
Cool. Yeah,
you
guys
won the year
back.
Before. You won.
Not the year before. We have won past awards. Last year, the previous year, we did not. But we didn't have an opportunity to enter anything.
Yeah.
Actually, I'd like to recognize we were recognized just recently with on the health and wellness division. The Bobby Dodd Institute. Are you guys familiar with the Bobby
Dodd
Institute?
Yeah, actually, we might actually be working with them, I believe.
Oh, really?
They're the ones that help special needs people and get them jobs and stuff. We might be outsourcing some of our audio editing to them and teaching them how to do it.
Really?
To help give back there and give them some jobs.
Awesome. Well, you guys know about the organization a little bit, so we were just honored as their Employer of the Year.
Wow.
This was a banquet that they had just a couple weeks ago, and we were humbled by that recognition. We've been working with a lot of their folks for I think 6 or 7 years now in our clubs, and There's a great video that we have on our Facebook page on the events division, and I think the health and wellness both. You can see that's kind of commemorating our work and what we've done with them. And yeah, if there's companies out there that are looking for some different unique responsibilities that they have within their company, I think the Bobby Knott Institute is one that they should kind of contact and see.
Well, and these, you know, these people, they're so driven and they want to work and they're such hard workers and they're just great people overall. We got to meet with them and see them and they're just, they're driven. There's actually one guy we met from there has, he's called every day, he's dropped by his resume. Like they're just, they're awesome and amazing people.
Goes back to that word I said, you know, they're passionate. You know, they want to, they want everybody, I think all of us, you know, everybody in life wants to have something to feel
proud of,
yeah. feel good about, and feel in a way that they're contributing every day. And, you know, just give an opportunity like this and give them some structure and, you know, they can hit a home run for you.
Definitely.
We're excited to be working with them. I think it's a great partnership.
So what's next with you guys and what are you guys looking for 2014? What are your goals?
You know, obviously always continued growth. We've got a couple new additions to our team we're excited about. We just had a young lady named Julie Huff join us as one of our sales folks, and she's already doing a great job. We've got some, you know, kind of normal business coming up with a lot of company picnics, some team building stuff with groups, a couple galas this summer, and trying to think of anything unique on the horizon. You know, we've been doing more, you know, a lot of our primary client base is here in Georgia, but we probably do about 10% of our business out of town. And, you know, when it comes to our team building programs, that's something that travels easily. So a lot of our clients that we work with here locally, some of the meeting and event planners and some of our direct clients will take us places. So we've been in Austin, Texas, we've been in New York. We've gone to the Caribbean, we've been to Hawaii before, so we're not just limited to doing programs here in Atlanta. You know, have events, we'll travel, you know.
Yeah, excellent. I always say have macaroons, we'll travel.
Yeah, there you go. Exactly.
I like that. So what do you guys need more of? Can we help with anything? Do you need more businesses to sign up with you guys or get in front of more businesses, or what do you
guys need? I mean, we'd appreciate the you know, keeping us in mind as you know, with any kind of events that a company may be planning. You know, there's really no limitations to what we can do. You know, we're full service event production, like you said, one stop shopping. So, you know, keep us in mind as far as a resource, as you know, somebody, you know, you have needs, whether it be an anniversary celebration, something to do like themed events. I mean, themes are really big, I think have been big for the last 10 years. You know, always trying to create a theme. We have a lot of clients, as I said, we work with annually. And so we're always challenged to kind of create something new and different.
Better from the last.
That's right.
Try to top yourself each year.
Yeah, which is challenging. Yeah. You know, you always got to draw deep and go, what are we going to do next? One of those events that we were recognized for this at the Alley Awards just recently, we took our Olympics field day concept. And the client was always, we've worked with them for about 3 years, and they always wanted kind of a signature element to that event, kind of a wow element. And 2 years ago, our finale event was kind of our version of the Hunger Games.
That's awesome.
If you remember the scene where, what's it called?
They all running towards the weapons.
That's right. Yeah. What's that moment in the movie?
I cannot think of it, but I think everyone knows that moment when they're first up there and they have to go run and get
their backpacks. And...
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So we did our version of that. We used a combination of water guns that we put red dye in, and also balloons that were kind of like bombs that had red dye in. And so everybody had, the participants white had shirt. White shirts on. And so as soon as you became red, you were dead, you're out. So, but this year, you know, Atlanta's become infamous with The Walking Dead. And so we had the opportunity to have a zombie run finale to our event.
Oh, I'd be horrified.
It was.
I would run for sure.
If you check out our website or another web page, our Facebook page, you can see a few pictures from that. But so we created some really cool, basically an obstacle course, if you will, with water hazards, hay bale climbs, crawl unders, a retaining wall they had to jump over. And then the teams had zombies chasing them through this course, and the makeup artists were brought in from The Walking Dead to kind of get the
awesome.
Participants dressed
up. Great.
and the makeup was amazing. I mean, just what you see terrifying. Yeah. What you see on TV. So when you see some of the still pictures, I mean, it's like capturing the faces of the zombies running after these people and the fear that the people that are not dressed up. It was fun. It was really cool.
I love that.
Yeah.
So how do our listeners reach out, contact you if they want to sign up for any of these events or if they want some of your health and wellness programs or just want to have a conversation with you?
Yeah, well, you can find us obviously on the web. Our website address is corpevents.com. It's corpevents.com. Our health and wellness division is Corp Sports, corpsports.com. And then, of course, you can reach us via phone, 770-432-0100. And then we're out there on Facebook and Twitter and
You're
LinkedIn.
All over the place.
We're all over there.
Yeah. Just that social presence.
That's right. That's right. So you guys can find us anywhere. We've got one comment to make. You know, you talk about videos. We've got some great videos of what we do on our YouTube channel. So go to YouTube and go to corpeventsunlimited.com, and you can see some of our videos out there.
All right. Well, thank you so much for joining us in the studio today.
Thanks, Kevin. Appreciate it. Thanks so much.
Yeah, it was great.
Thanks, Jessica. All right. This is Kevin Finn for Jessica Park and Bob Kerrigan, the Vice President of Corporate Events Unlimited, and everyone here at the Business Radio X family saying we'll see you next week on Meeting Pros.